listening to Book Nerds. Hello and welcome to episode number 12 of Book Nuts. This is your podcast where we talk about books. You listen to an audiobook, read it, or whatever you want. Yep, we'll throw in some old-time radio shows, and we really haven't gotten in any podcasts or anything like that, because podcasts are, you know, you guys know podcasts if you know this. So we're not going to talk about that too much, but this week I am excited. One of my favorite book series. When I say favorite, I mean favorite. By Kevin Hearn, The Iron Druid Chronicles. We're talking about book one called Hounded in this episode. But like always, I am joined. If you want to join us, hey, give me an email, tracy@podnuts.com, and we'll let you know what we're doing when we're doing it. But like every time, it is my pleasure to introduce my co-host, Mr. Jonathan Nadeau.
Greetings and salutations. I was channeling my Chad Wallenberg there.
I was going to say, you say that, I think of Chad. That's instantly what I think about. There is only one Chad. I'll say that.
Yes, and thank God there is.
Yeah, it's Chad is an awesome, awesome guy. But there is only one Chad. I do not think there's a second Chad. In case you don't know, it's Chad Wallenberg. He did Linux in the Basement. Yep. And he also did Health Nuts for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure his wife is thankful there's only one of him, too.
Exactly. Kind of like our wives, but that's a whole nother story there. But again, this time we are going to talk about one of my favorite book series of all time. I'm excited. Kevin Hearn series, The Iron Druid Chronicles, called Hounded. So do you like this series, Jonathan?
I was a fan. This one, you're right away, you're just like, here's all of them, because I know you're going to want them, and I surely did. I mowed right through them after listening to the first one.
Exactly, and matter of fact, I got the newest one this last week also. I don't even know if Jonathan knows that. So I did not know that. So, yeah. So, I think that's one of them on my list. There's about four books I'm want to listen to really bad, and somehow I think this one, the new one from Kevin Hearn here, is just going to get pushed to the top of the list. But I'm actually listening to, I'm not going to say the name of it on here because it's something we'll go over later, but it's actually a conspiracy theory book that's actually pretty good, and it's real factual conspiracy theory. It's not like they're really stretching. You know, this one is pretty much facts, and it's done by a guy that's never done anything like that. He's always done factual reporting, so and he wanted to do something light, and enough of that. So, again, this is the first book of the Iron Druid Chronicles called Hounded. This book kind of takes off after Atticus O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
And it's I'm trying to think his
real name is Sheehan.
Yeah, it's Atticus O'Shea. Yeah, it's a really kind of it's Sheehanium O'Sullivan online. I saw that. So yeah, okay. So people that basically this will make sense in a minute. People that knew him from way back when call him Sheehan, but everybody else now calls him Atticus.
Atticus, yep.
So, but basically, this plot is basically about Atticus O'Sullivan, who is actually 2,100 years old, and he is an old Irish druid, and he's still alive, and kind of in a really nutshell here and there, he found a little potion. A tea drink he drinks to actually keep him young. And he gives it to his dog, who is named...
Irish Wolfhound.
Irish Wolfhound. And his dog is named Oberon.
Oberon, yes, that's
yeah.
It.
Yeah, and and Oberon gives you some kind of humorous things throughout. But basically, about, I don't know, 1900 years ago, there was a battle, and basically Atticus stole a sword called Fogera from Angus Og, Er, so, and basically, this book is about Angus Ogg, through somebody else, trying to kill Atticus and get the sword back.
Yes, and one of the things, the specialty about Frogora is it can cut through anything.
Yes, nothing can. And it also, if you hold it up to the person's neck, they cannot tell a lie.
Oh, and one other thing, not that it matters or not, but I thought it was funny that the tea that Atticus created that kind of keeps him, healthy and living long, he calls it mortality.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things about Kevin Hearn, the author. He does real good job playing on words. He does all throughout the book. You'll see the whole synopsis of the quote quote world Atticus O'Sullivan is in is all gods are real. The more people that believe in the god, the more power they have. So if me and Jonathan started a religion, the religion of the ant people, of the giant ant, let's say, and we started believing it, well, there would be a giant ant god out there, very, very weak because there's only two of us. But if we had 20,000 people believing in it, it'd be more powerful. So a lot of the older gods don't have as much power anymore because there's not as many people believing in them as the modern, I shouldn't say modern, but the more recent gods that are out.
Exactly.
So that's basically it. And this book is about, and basically he is living in Arizona now because he's kind of in hiding. Not real true hiding, but hiding nevertheless, because the Fae and other people are after him, where, he can, where basically they're trying to kill him. And there's a few quote, quote, gods that are on his side, like one, all the elementals, those are the earth elementals, are on his side. The Morgan, she is the Irish war goddess and slayer of the chosen. Basically, she's
Yeah, she's like a
basically,
god of death, basically.
so the Grim Reaper, basically. So, and she's on his side too. And there's some more here and there. And he's also helped by his lawyer, named Hawk, who's actually a werewolf. And another lawyer friend of his that works for Hawk, Leaf, is actually a vampire. So, and you find out in the book, Leaf actually has a lifetime battle. He wants to kill Thor. And in this book, you'll realize it's not like Thor, like the movies that are out now. It's everybody hates Thor. Literally, everybody hates Thor, So.
And not only there's basically a wolf pack also that are lawyers too. Leaf is a lawyer, and then there's a whole wolf pack, werewolf pack that are lawyers too.
Exactly. And in this book is where you actually meet Granuelle. And last name Max something, MacTier something, whatever, I forgot. But everybody just goes by Granuelle, who is, actually has a witch living in her to keep the witch alive. And Granuelle does not mind the witch is in her. So it's not like it's against her will, So, and then Atticus kind of finds that out and basically kind of ends on Granuelle wants to become a druid also.
And you did mention how Atticus is sort of hanging out in Tempe, Arizona. He owns his own little sort of like bookshop slash tea shop where he makes all these special tea. He actually will sell people his mortality. Like all these older women come in and will drink it, and they're like, "Wow, my arthritis feels so much better since I've been drinking your tea." And he sells like all of these, various books to people that are interested in, other like religions around the world and stuff. So it's kind of a nice little undercover gig for him.
Exactly. And then another thing about this book, his dog Oberon, because he can kind of communicate with his dog too. You basically, he's got a lot of humorous brings into the books, and you find out he loves Genghis Khan and poodles. So that's those are the two things you kind of find out throughout the book, and sausages, of course.
Oh yeah, he loves sausages. And so yeah, Atticus can basically talk to Oberon like through their minds. They can basically talk back and forth to each other with their minds. So that's how it communicates with Oberon. So he sometimes he'll be saying things to Oberon when he's surrounded by people, or vice versa. Like Oberon will say something to Atticus, and he'll start laughing, and people will be like, "What? What's going on?" And he can't get into what's funny or whatever.
Yeah, because he can actually have a little of this stuff to actually make him invisible or the dog invisible. So he might go into a restaurant with Oberon by his feet. And Oberon will say something, he'll start laughing or something, or somebody will hear Oberon like, huh? So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, anything before we get into the spoiler?
I think that gives everyone a good idea of what's going on.
Perfect. Again, that's a great book. If you've never listened to these or read them, go. It's a great series by Kevin Hearn. This one's called Hounded. This is book one of the Iron Druid Chronicles. So go grab it. Go get it. It's a great series. Thank you for downloading it. If you're going to stop it here, we're going to get into the spoiler here. If you want to keep listening, go ahead and keep listening. No real emails from anybody this week, so we do appreciate everybody for downloading this. But if you want to contact us, get on Tracy@podnuts.com. You ready for the spoilers?
Let's do it.
All right, spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. Okay, like I says, this is an awesome book. It's boy, it's. I actually listened to this one twice. The first time I listened to it, and about 2 weeks later, I listened to it again. Because it starts out, there is so many, and if there's a downside of this book, here's what it is. There is so many characters, there is so many things he's dealing with, you kind of lose track who is who and what and why.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like short on when the Fae were trying to get him outside of his store. He actually killed some of the Fae, and the Elemental kind of took the Fae.
Yeah.
Well, you really didn't know much about it until later on, so you kind of missed some stuff. So, this is one of them that the more you listen to it, the more stuff builds, the better it gets, because you just know a lot of the characters a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, I really love the way that like he wrote this. It's very like witty, and it's also like quick wit, very witty, very funny how he kind of like will use puns or different things. But it's also, I was trying to think of how to describe this because I knew, obviously we were recording this episode. Don't know if this would describe it right, but Tracy, you might get what I'm trying to say. It's almost a written sort of cartoony, if that makes any sense.
Yes. And not cartoony like in a bad way. He takes a serious book, a serious subject, and it could be very, very serious down the line, but he makes it really light and airy, which makes it a pleasure to keep listening to this. And this is a true fantasy. It's not a sci-fi. This is a true fantasy book.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, so basically goes through meets and he kind of meets up with the Morrigan and then Flidias,
Yes, yes.
who's the goddess of the hunt. Basically they go on a hunt and everything because they're trying to get this and that. Hawk and Leaf, and you really find out about the past of Leaf of why he hates Thor. Basically, Thor killed his family for no real reason. Basically.
And basically, and also because of that, it made Leaf then become a vampire.
Right, yeah. And some other people basically says, do you want to get back at him? Well, come here. And he basically became a vampire. So, and Leaf actually works for Atticus free because Atticus gives Leaf some of his blood for payment, and it gives Leaf some extra power because of who he is and his age. So, but basically, this story goes on, and it actually, when they're trying to get the Fagura, that sword, and Angus Ogg is trying to get it, but Angus Ogg, I forgot the person, he sends somebody else, this kind of like another quote-unquote warrior god guy, and it kind of ends up where Atticus actually befriends an older lady that lives down the street, and there's actually a battle in front of that lady's house from this other guy, and Atticus beats it. Well, there's six, seven books, he doesn't die. So,
Right.
that's not going to happen. But So, and well, I love the irony. And they're trying to get the swords Fagura so bad, and he kills this other guy, and he actually gets a second sword.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and this other sword is if any of it touches you and scratches you, you're dead.
Exactly, yeah. It doesn't have to be a fatal cut or anything. It could just be a scratch.
Yep. So, and he actually hides it in a place I'm not going to say. And then actually in another book down the line, he gets a sword back to use it
Yeah,
for that.
yeah.
So I'm not, I don't want to really go into that because that doesn't, at the end of the book, it doesn't really help or ruin this story, but down the line a little bit too. So, but yeah, it's a good book. It was, this is a longer book. All of these are longer books, even to listen to, but by all means, at no time do I ever think this book drags on.
No, not at all.
So, for me, scale of 1 to 10, this gets a 9. I think everybody knew
Yeah,
that.
yeah, yeah. And so basically, Atticus, throughout the various books, Atticus ends up killing kind of a couple of various gods, and he's kind of like the Switzerland of the gods. Like he's tries to stay as neutral as he can, and other gods trick him into killing other people and things like that, or they'll hold something over his head like, well, hey, I did this favor for you, so now you gotta do this for me. And he's like, oh man. And so throughout the books he's like kind of killing various gods, but at the end of this book there's this huge battle between him and Aegis Ogg, like in these like state forest basically, and there's like a coven of witches that live in Arizona that Aegis Ogg got to partner up with them, and so there's this whole big showdown at the end between Aegis Ogg and Atticus.
Yeah, and you kind of know what book is coming up when one of the things the one witch asks for. So you know something's coming up down the line. You know, you're like, oh, that's gonna come back. 'Cause like Jonathan said, he's always robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Exactly.
Throughout the so he, one of the things he does, and you know that's gonna come back, like, okay, that's gonna be a book down the line.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's like, oh, what can it hurt? I'll just do this one little thing. It's not a big deal. But then later on, he's just like, ah, man, I should have saw that coming.
Exactly. But yeah, it's a great book. Everybody should listen to this or read this book. It's very, very entertaining. It's a deep fantasy book that's light and airy. I hope that describes it.
Yeah, it's definitely like the like Tracy said, even if it is long, I wouldn't have said it was long, because it's just it keeps it moving. There's action, and it's like just enough action where it's not overkill with the action, but I think it was just done really well. Really well balanced, humorous, entertaining, keeps it going. It's really well done all around.
Yep, perfect. All right. Anything else you want to throw in about this book?
I think that's it.
Perfect. Okay. So again, this was Hounded by Kevin Hearn, book number one of the Iron Druid Chronicles. I want to thank everybody for listening to this. Again, go to podness.com/Amazon if you want to purchase this. This is an audiobook, hard copy, Kindle. You can get it pretty much any way you want. Go ahead and go grab it in Amazon.com or podness.com/Amazon, help them out a little bit. This week, we're not even going to say anything about Dor. We're just going to skip right by him. So, thanks everybody for listening to this. Any last words, Jonathan?
I think that's it.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
See ya.